Welcome to Andy's Take. I am Frank Torti, FDA's Principal Deputy Commissioner and Chief Scientist. FDA experts have been tackling some of the most complex scientific issues necessary to protect and promote your health. This week, they met with more than 50 journalists and science writers at the FDA's first Science Writers Symposium. At this day-long event, FDA scientists and physicians presented on such research as the science behind the salmonella outbreaks, melamine adulteration of food substances, and nutrigenomics, an emerging field that has the potential to prevent disease and maximize health by using genetic profiles to tailor what we eat. FDA experts also presented their novel discoveries to prevent pandemic flu, identify contaminated heparin, and analyze the safety of drug-eluting stents down to the molecular level. My take on this meeting is that it highlighted the depth of science at the FDA and how the science is used to protect your health. It also demonstrated the rigor of the scientific work that is the basis of our decisions. We believe that it is critical that you have access to information about FDA science. With this, you can develop an understanding of how the FDA makes the regulatory decisions regarding the products you use on a daily basis. Journalists attending this week's Science Writers Symposium represented magazines including Time and Business Week, scientific journals such as Science, wire services including AP and Reuters, and the Los Angeles Times and other daily newspapers. The writers also represented NBC and other TV networks, as well as industry and trade publications. The symposium was capped off with a guided tour of FDA's Office of Science and Engineering Laboratories. These laboratories conduct research in 22 specialty areas, such as wireless technologies and nanobiophotonics, an ultrasensitive detection method using light and nanotechnology. As a science-based and science-led regulatory agency, FDA's work involves science at every step of the way. The symposium highlighted the extraordinary achievements of just a few FDA scientists. There are many more stories to tell. These stories are a fundamental element of our success in carrying out our regulatory mission to protect and promote your health. I hope you'll be back here next week for Andy's Take.